今天早上跟大家一起来学习耶稣尊名。
This morning, I'd like to use the topic, the sacred name of Jesus, for our mutual encouragement.
在人类的历史里面，有数不尽的名字。
In the history of mankind, there are countless names.
这个里面有很多是伟人的名字。
And within those names are names of great people.
所以虽然死了很久，还是被人纪念。
Even though they have passed away for a while now, they are still remembered.
但是其中有一个名字跟你我相关。
But in those names, there is one name that relates directly to you and to me.
这个名字就是耶稣。
And that name is Jesus.
如果我们不认识这个名字，
If we do not know this name,
我们一生的损失没有比这个更大。
Then there's no greater loss in our life than this.
如果我们认识这个名字，
If we know this name,
而且跟这个名字有关系，
And if we have a relationship to this name,
我们一生没有比这个收获更大。
Then there's no greater benefit in our life than this.
我们看主耶稣怎么宣告他自己。
Let us see how Jesus called himself.
我们看马太福音的二十八章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 28.
马太福音的二十八章。
Mark 28.
这是主耶稣升天以前对门徒的吩咐。
This is the instructions Jesus commanded his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都是给我了。”
Verse 18, And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
这个主耶稣告诉门徒,
Jesus told his disciples,
说, 天上的权柄是给我。
All authority in heaven has been given to him.
这个天上就是指着灵界。
Heaven refers to the spiritual realm.
是给我就是是给主耶稣这个名字。
Has been given to me, meaning given to the Lord Jesus.
也就是耶稣他是主，他掌管灵界。
Which is Jesus, who is the Lord, the master of the spiritual world.
他有权柄来管理灵界。
He has the authority to control the spiritual realm.
然后又说，地上的权柄也都是给我。
It also says, authority has been given to me on earth.
也就是物质界，耶稣这个名啊掌管物质界。
Which means Lord Jesus' name also controls this physical world.
我们知道在灵界里面有天使有魔鬼。
In the spiritual world, there are angels and demons.
魔鬼跟天使都在耶稣的掌管下。
Angels and demons are under the authority of Jesus.
在物质界里面
In the physical world,
有各种不同的国家跟政权。
There are many different country, nations as well as governments.
这一些国家跟政权也在耶稣的掌管之下。
And these nations as well as political powers are also under the authority of Jesus.
包括你在公司上班，你的老板也在耶稣的掌管之下。
Including your boss who is over you at your workplace.
主耶稣在世界上。
And Jesus was on earth.
他曾经平静风海。
He once calmed the winds and the waters.
他曾经叫死人复活。
And he resurrected the dead.
他曾经叫无花果枯干。
And he allowed the fig tree to wither.
他曾经叫彼得去钓鱼。
He once instructed Peter to go fish.
钓上来鱼，打开来，鱼里面有一个小钱。
And when Peter fished, he discovered inside the fish there was one coin.
这样来纳税。
And there he used it to pay the tax.
这人是很难了解的。
This is hard to understand in our standards.
但是照他的宣告，地上的权柄是给他。
But according to his command here, all authority has on earth has been given to him.
所以主耶稣这个名字掌管灵界，掌管地上的物质界。
So the name of Jesus controls the heavens and the earth.
有时候我们如果在地上啊认识几个很出名的人，我们就觉得说，哦，这个是一个很大的福气。
Sometimes we feel very honored when we know some famous people.
差不多四年前我到非洲去。
4 years ago, I went to Africa.
那个时候美国正在竞选总统。
At the time, there was a presidential election going on in the States.
哦, 非洲人非常的高兴, 因为有一个黑人来竞选美国总统。
The Africans were so happy because there was an African-American that was running for the presidential
seat. 所以虽然他还没有做美国总统, 已经有很多人把他的孩子取做奥巴马。
Before our president, our current president, was even took office, many of the people in Africa already named their children Obama.
现在大概奥巴马更多。
And I'm sure there are many more Obamas today.
因为他们觉得说能够跟这个名字连上关系，这是非常的好。
Because they feel that it's a good thing to be associated with this name.
这是第一个黑人在最强的国家啊出人头地。
This is the first African to have the highest political office in the strongest nation. In the world.
当然这也是证明美国只要你有能力你就有机会。
This also proves that in America, if you have the ability, you may also have the opportunity.
但是有一个人的名字比这个更大。
But there is one name that is greater than this.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他本来有神的形象,不以神 不以自己与神同等为强夺 第七节
Verse 7
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象 成为人的样式 第八节
Verse 8
既有人的样式 就自己卑微存心顺服 以至于死 且死在十字架上
Verse 6 Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God but made himself of no reputation taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death even the death of the cross
这里在提到主耶稣这个名字掌管一切的过程
Here it says the name of the Lord Jesus controls all that's happening
他本来有神的形象
He had the image of the form of God
就是主耶稣他是一个人他是有神的形象
Meaning that Lord Jesus who was in a fleshly form had the form of God
所以他说你看到我就是看到神你认识我就是认识神
So he says when you see me you will see the Father and if you know me you will know the Father
神在我里面 我在神里面
And God is in me and I am the Father is in me and I am in the Father
我跟神是合一的
And the Father and Jesus are one
还没有亚伯兰就有我了
Before Abraham was I am
犹太人不晓得 他在讲什么?
The Jews did not know what he was speaking of.
以为他在亵渎神。
They thought he was blaspheming against God.
就拿石头要打他。
So they wanted to stone him.
就拒绝了他。
They rejected him.
但是主耶稣知道他在讲什么。
But Jesus knew clearly what he was saying.
他虽然取人的样式,
Although he took the form of a man,
其实他就是神。
But yet he was God.
但是他成为人,
he became man.
我们看这里有两句话。
And here it records two phrases.
第七节说虚己把自己倒空成为奴仆
Verse 7 it says He made himself of no reputation Taking the form of a bond servant
我们虽然是人但是很多人想要装成神被人崇拜
Even though we are human beings Yet we strive to become like gods to receive the adoration and praise of others
但是主耶稣是神他成为人变成仆人
But Lord Jesus was God And when he became a human being He took the form of a bond servant.
所以他可以洗人的脚。
So he can wash people's feet.
因为他把天上的荣华尊贵从他心里面都倒空了。
He took the glory and honor and emptied it from himself.
所以他才有办法洗人的脚。
That is why he was able to humble himself to wash other people's feet.
那第八节就是舍己。
Verse 8, he humbled himself.
舍己。
No, he denied himself.
舍己就是把自己舍掉了。
Meaning he... denied himself.
到什么程度呢? 顺服到死,而且死在十字架上。
He denied himself to the point where he became obedient to the point of death and even the death of the cross.
这是人间最大的悲剧, 一个义人被钉十字架。
The greatest tragedy in mankind's history is the death of a righteous person on the cross.
所以当他经历过这两个步骤, 虚己跟舍己,
After he went through these two steps of humbling himself and denying himself,
他复活了,
he resurrected.
那复活以后的耶稣这个名字就非常有权柄。
And after his resurrection, the name of Jesus was full of authority.
第九节。
Verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。
Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
这里说神把他提到至高。
Here it records God exalted him.
至高就是再上去没有了。
God highly exalted him where there is nothing higher.
所以这个名就是至高，再上去没有了。
So this is the highest exalted name. There's no name above it.
所以是超乎万民之上的名。
And it is, surpasses all names on earth.
也就是没有一个名可以跟这个比较。
Which means no name can be compared to the name of Jesus.
那第十节。
Verse 10.
叫一切天上地上地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。第十一节。
Verse 11.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀颂赞归于神。
Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
这里分作三层啊，天上当然就是天使、灵界、天国。
It's also three levels here. Heaven referring to the spiritual world.
地上就是物质界。
On the earth, meaning the physical world.
地底下大概就是地狱、魔鬼、阴间。
And under the earth, referring to perhaps Hades and hell.
一听到耶稣的名，全部都要屈膝跪下来。
And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
所以这个名太伟大了。
This is the greatest name.
为什么我们祷告要跪下来？
That, why do we need to pray when kneel down when we pray?
当然就是代表谦卑啊。
That is to represent our humility.
但是有人跪不下来。
But some people cannot make themselves kneel.
我一生都没有跟人下跪过。
They say that I've never knelt down to anyone in my life.
连我的父母都没有跪过。
Not even to my parents.
怎么来到教会叫我跪下去？
Why should I come to church and be asked to kneel?
我们要了解我们跪下去是向谁。
But we must understand who we are kneeling to.
是因为耶稣这个名。
It's to the name of Jesus.
这个名是超乎万民之名。
And this name is exalted above all others.
是尊贵、圣洁、荣耀。
It's honor, holy and glorious.
是大有权柄的。
And it comes with great authority.
所以我们跪下去祷告，还没有办法表达我们的渺小。还有我们对神的尊重。
So by kneeling down in prayer does not even represent our insignificance before God Almighty.
有一次我看一个信徒，怎么祷告趴下来？我以为他太累了。
One time I saw a believer and he was praying and he was prostrated on the ground and I thought maybe perhaps he was too tired.
我说，弟兄你怎么趴下来？
And I asked him, why are you lying on the ground?
他说跪下来不足表达我的渺小，所以趴下来。
He says, kneeling down does not signify my insignificance before God, so I need to prostrate.
我跟他讲跪就差不多了，趴下来会睡着了。
And I say, it is sufficient to kneel, you might fall asleep if you lay yourself on the ground.
所以下跪就是代表我们对神的从心里面最深的尊重。
So bending down on our knees represents our greatest humility before God.
那这个名到底跟你我有什么关系？
So what does this name have to do with you and I?
如果他很尊贵，但是他就让他尊贵吧，跟我没有关系。
If it is honorable, then let it receive the highest honor.
很多世界上的伟人，我们跟他没有关系啊。
There are many great people on this earth that have nothing to do with us.
但是这个名跟你我有密切的关系。
But this name, this person.Has a direct and intimate relationship to you and to me.
不但要认识他，
and not only should we come to know him,
而且要尊敬这个名。
We must honor and revere this name.
我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
十二节。
Acts 4 verse 12.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
圣经讲得很清楚，除他以外，这是单数的，除他以外。
The Bible records very clearly here, no other name than the only one.
就是说，能够让我们得救，这个名只有一个。
Which means there is, for us to receive salvation, there is no other name.
我们把所有的教主都列出来。
If we list out all the leaders of founders of the various churches,
释迦牟尼, religions, 穆罕默德, 孔子, 这么观音, 全部都列出来,
Confucius, Buddha, and etc.
你什么伟人都列出来,
if you list out all the great names of this world,
包括耶稣,
including Jesus,
那圣经就说, 除了耶稣这个名以外, 没有一个名你可以得救。
The Bible says here, other than the name of Jesus, there is no other name for which we must be saved.
那下面说, 天下人间没有别的名你可以得救。
And it also says, there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved.
为什么讲得这么肯定, 也讲得这么否定?
Why is it written so with so much assurance and confidence?
这个这么肯定就是肯定这个名, 这么否定就是否定所有其他的。
It was confident in the name, and it also was able to also denied all the other names.
因为得救的关键就是赦罪。
Because the key to salvation is the remission of sins.
罪没有解决, 人就不可能得救。
If sins are not washed away, people cannot be saved.
那罪要怎么解决? 这个大问题。
How can we clean our sins? This is the greatest question.
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts 2.
37节。
Verse 37.
众人听见这个话,觉得扎心,就问彼得跟其余的使徒说,我们应当怎么行?
Now when they had heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?
大家听到彼得的讲道,
Everyone heard Peter's sermon.
好像刀子扎在心里面,
like a knife that was pierced to the heart.
彼得讲什么?
What did Peter say?
你们钉死的耶稣,他已经复活了。
He says, that Jesus whom you have crucified has resurrected.
他就是人类的救主。
He is the savior of mankind.
圣灵已经降下来了。
Holy Spirit has come down.
大家听了就很难过了。
And everyone heard it and they were cut to the heart.
因为耶路撒冷这一群人啊, 在40天前啊, 他们都在庆祝耶稣被钉死。
Because the people in Jerusalem, 40 days prior, they were celebrating the death of the Lord Jesus.
但是这个人竟然是救主。
But this person turns out to be the savior.
是无罪的一个人。
A sinless man.
所以他们觉得罪很重。
And so they felt very guilty in their conscience.
就问彼得,
And so they asked Peter,
我们要怎么想?
What shall we do?
38节,
Verse 38.
彼得说你们个人要悔改。
Peter said to them, Repent.
悔改代表你有罪。
Repent meaning we admit we are sinners.
我们需要改变。
And we need to change.
这样叫做悔改。
And this is repentance.
但这只是开始。
But this is only the beginning.
然后要受洗,
and we must be baptized.
要奉耶稣的名受洗,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we must be baptized.
叫你的罪得赦,
so that our, for the remission of sins.
比较有良心的人, 大家都知道, 我们人有很多的过失。 有良心的人啊, 大家都知道我们人有很多的过失,
Those with good conscience knows that we have many faults and mistakes.
但是这个罪要怎么能够解除?
And how, and we have sinned, and how can we get rid of these sins?
就有两条路。
There are two ways.
一条路,
First,
就是人自己来解决。
Is that we resolve it ourselves.
好像是一个人已经掉在游泳池里面快要断气了。
It's like a person who is drowning in a swimming pool and is about to take his or her last breath.
人已经掉在罪里面,
the people are already plunged into sin and about into the point of death.
你在旁边一直加油, 赶快啊, 游上来。
And you stand on the side cheering for them to hurry and save themselves.
这个很难啊。
This is difficult.
这个就是一般的宗教。
This is a typical religion.
自己用自己的努力来解决自己的罪。
Where we save ourselves and clear ourselves of our sins through our own power.
哇, 这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
但是还有一条路。
But there is another way.
哦, 就是你快要死了。
And which is when you're at the point of death.
哦, 忽然有一个救生圈掉下来。
Then a raft is thrown to you.
你只要抓住它。
And as long as you cling on to it,
它就会把你拉上来。
And it will be, you will be pulled up.
这个就是耶稣的名。
This is the name of Jesus.
我们只要信他,
as long as we believe in him.
就这么简单, 信他,
it is so simple, just believe.
相信他是救主,
we believe that he is our savior.
接受洗礼,
and we accept baptism.
我们的罪都洁净了,
then our sins will be cleansed.
这个叫做恩典,
this is what we call grace.
所以在使徒行传, 主耶稣的名洗礼。
So in the Acts of the Apostles, every baptism was conducted in the name of the Lord Jesus.
让罪得到赦免。
So that for the remission of sins.
今天我们洗礼不但有圣经的根据。
Today our baptism is not only based in the Bible.
还就有三件事情非常明显的证明。
But there are also three things that provide evidence to this baptism.
第一个。
First,
洗礼很多人看到宝血。
During baptism, many people witness the blood of Christ in the water.
不是每个人看到。
But not everyone can witness it.
如果每个人看到，这是物质的血。
If everyone is able to see it, then this is a physical blood.
耶稣死在2000年前，物质的血现在是不可能拿到的。
Jesus died 2,000 years ago. There is no way for his blood to physically appear.
但是我们在洗礼的时候奉耶稣的名
But during baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
有圣灵的运行
There is the work of the Holy Spirit
所以主耶稣的宝血就在灵里面显现
So the Lord's blood is revealed in the Spirit
洗掉我们灵里面的罪
And it washes away the sins of the Spirit
这个非常奇妙啊
This is very miraculous
全世界的真耶稣教会都有人看到
All the true Jesus churches of the worldPeople have witnessed a blood baptism.
但诸位，请你去网上查查看，全世界的基督教界里面有哪一个人看到耶稣的宝血在洗礼的时候
？If you go and look at the other denominations and religions, how many people have witnessed the blood of Christ during the baptism?
到现在我没有听过。
I have not heard of one yet.
所以这个名确实很有功效。
So this name is truly effective.
因为耶稣为我们的罪流出他的宝血。
For Jesus shed his precious blood for our sins.
付出赎罪的代价。
And he paid the ultimate price for us.
这个是没有一个教主做过的。
This is not done by any other founder of any religion.
所以他对我们的爱非常的深。
So his love for us is deep.
用他的宝血洁净我们的罪。
He uses his blood to cleanse our sins.
这是第一个。
This is the first point.
第二个。
Second.
洗礼起来，马上得圣灵。
When people have received baptism, once they arise from the water, they receive the Holy Spirit immediately.
因为使徒行传二章三十八节，受洗罪得赦，就必领受圣灵。
In Acts 2 verse 38, it says, "Be baptized and your sins will be remissed, and you will receive the Holy Spirit."
为什么人得不到圣灵？
How come some people cannot receive the Holy Spirit?
因为神的灵是圣洁的。
Because God's Spirit is holy.
我们活在这个世俗里面，太多的污秽。
And we live in this secular world, tainted by the world.
所以得不到圣灵。
So we cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
但是洗礼就是主的宝血洁净我们的罪。
But baptism is a time when the Lord's blood cleanses our sins.
照着神的应许祷告，圣灵就会降下来。
If we pray according to the Lord's promise, He will send down the Holy Spirit.
我们在非洲常常看到这个信徒啊，从水里面头一伸出来，圣灵就降临。
So in Africa, we often witness when the members, when the believers, after baptism, their heads come out from the water, and immediately they receive the Holy Spirit.
而且大大的被圣灵充满。
And they are filled mightily by the Spirit.
这证明真的他的罪得赦了。
This proves that truly their sins are forgiven.
第三个。
The third point.
就是洗礼起来病得医治。
Those who receive baptism, many of their illnesses were cured.
洗礼不是为医病。
The point of baptism is not to cure any illnesses.
是为赦罪。
It is for the remission of sins.
但是有的病是从罪来的。
But some sickness and illnesses come from sin.
罪得赦免，病就得医治。
And so when their sins are forgiven, their illnesses are also cured.
所以耶稣尊名能够让我们罪得赦免，能够让我们得救。
So the sacred name of Jesus can allow us for our sins to be forgiven and for us to be saved.
那我们受洗之后就归入这个名下。
And after we are baptized, we belong under His name.
在灵界里面，我们头都盖一个章，就是我们是属主耶稣的。
In the spiritual realm, we all of our heads are sealed.That we belong to the Lord Jesus.
在物质界里面，我们没有改变。
In the physical world, we will also be transformed.
但是在灵界里面的改变，这个价值非常大。
Although in the physical world we may not be physically transformed, but in the spiritual world, we are transformed greatly.
因为我们是属主耶稣的，所以我们是他的财产。
because we belong to Christ, we are his inheritance.
那他也是我们的产业。
And we are his possessions, and he is our inheritance.
所以我们的人生变得很丰盛，很丰富。
And so our lives are filled with abundance.
所以这个名对我们的影响是非常的大。
So this name has great influence on our lives.
耶稣尊名能够让我们得救。
The sacred name of Jesus can bring us to salvation.
第二点。
The second.
耶稣尊名能够让我们得恩典。
The sacred name of Jesus can allow us to receive grace.
我们看第三章使徒行传。
Let's look at Acts 3.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts 3.
第一节。
Acts 3 verse 1.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。第二节。
Verse 2.
有一个人生来瘸腿，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口。那人名叫做美门，啊，要求进殿的人来周济他。
And now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple.
这里说有一个人他生来是瘸腿。
Here records a certain man lame from his mother's womb.
他生来就很可怜了。
So he had an unfortunate beginning.
那因为瘸腿他没有办法工作。
Because of his condition, he was unable to work.
所以第二节说他要被抬到一个美门来求人来周济他。
So verse 2 it says he had to be carried and laid daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful.
那第二节特别说进殿的人来周济他。
And it specifically mentions to ask alms from those who entered the temple.
因为这个人会去拜神，一般都是比较慈爱怜悯的。
Because those people who are willing to go into the temple to worship God generally are more charitable.
所以他是靠人的周济来生活。
And so he relied on the alms of these people for his livelihood.
那他要被人抬来放在殿里面。
And he had to be carried by others into the temple.
所以他需要人帮助他。
So he needed the help of those around him.
他那一天的生活才能解决。
So that he can survive for another day.
所以这个人的前途，他没有办法决定他自己的前途。
So this person had no decision on how his future would be.
他要看有没有人愿意抬他。
He had to rely on others and whether or not they were willing to carry him.
那抬到美门还要看有没有人愿意拿钱出来给他。
And after he was carried to the beautiful gate, he had to rely on others to see if they were willing to give alms.
那这个两个都有，他那一天生活就过得很好。
And if these two things happen, then he would be able to survive another day.
那这两个都没有，他那一天就饿肚子。
And if those two things do not happen, then that day he would go hungry.
当然这是很可怜的。
And of course, this is a pitiable situation.
我们想。 如果是我，我怎么帮助他？
If we think if it were us, how would we help this person?
这真的很难啊。
This is indeed a hard task.
那刚好就遇到彼得。
But he encountered Peter at the time.
那彼得就告诉他。
And Peter told him.
第六节。
Verse 6.
金银我都没有。
Silver and gold I do not have.
我把我有的给你。
But what I do have, I give you.
拿撒勒人耶稣，你叫你起来走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
结果我们看这个彼得在帮助别人的方法非常不一样。
We see the way Peter helped the others was different.
他说金银我都没有。
He says, silver and gold I do not have.
其实第二章我们在第二章看，所有信的人有很多人奉献全财产，所以教会很有钱，他也可以说，等一下我去拿一些来给你。
In chapter 2, we see that some people offered all they had to the church, and they were very wealthy. And these people could have said, wait a minute, let me go back and get what I have to give you. But this help only had this small window of opportunity. So how could he fundamentally solve this person's problem?
It
is for him to lead him to know Jesus. So we find that there are many people in difficult situations in this world. And truly, it's impossible for us to help all of them. We are also limited. So how can you help them? There are so many pitiable people. There is a very fundamental way of solving their problems. Which is to lead these people to know Jesus.
来认识恩典的来源。
to know the source of grace,
来认识丰盛的来源,
to know the source of abundant blessings,
来认识权柄的来源,
to know the source of all authority,
就是主耶稣,
that is Jesus Christ.
所以他奉主耶稣的名就叫他起来走。
And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he instructed him to rise up and walk.
所以耶稣尊名, 这个名非常的尊贵。
So the sacred, the name of Jesus Christ is sacred.
如果我们有信心,
and honorable, and if we have the faith,
当我们奉这个名祷告,
if we pray in his name,
神迹奇事会显明。
Miracles and wonders shall happen.
人做不到的，神就可以做得出来。
What man cannot do, God is able to do it.
所以这个名所带给我们的恩典，远远超过我们一个很普通的人所能够做的。
So the blessings and the grace that this name can bring us surpasses all that other people in this world can do for us.
耶稣尊名确实是很宝贵的。
The sacred name of Jesus is precious.
我们在世界上很多人需要帮忙。
And there are many people in this world who need help.
让他认识耶稣。
Allow them to know Jesus.
我曾经在肯尼亚啊遇到一个信徒。
In Kenya, I encountered a member once.
啊，他生来以后，他父母就离世了。
After he or she was born, the family, his parents died.
所以他就好像当乞丐这样到处流浪街头。
And so he was like a beggar walking the streets asking for money.
也没有父母，他也没有家庭。
He had no family and no family, no relatives.
到处去向人要饭吃。
And he was just begging for food every day.
当然这也是很可怜的。
This is a very tragic situation.
但是后来有一个信徒带他来信耶稣。
But then there was a believer who brought him to know Jesus.
真的很奇妙。
And it was truly a wondrous.
他信耶稣以后,
after he believed in Christ,
就开始得神恩典,
he began to receive God's blessings.
后来他就,人就给他一块地,
and then someone gave him a plot of land.
他就在那边种了玉蜀黍,
and then he began planting corn.
所以就生活就有着落了, 就不需要去跟人要饭。
And so he had a source of income to sustain his livelihood. He no longer had to beg for money.
再来,神就感动,一个姐妹嫁给他,所以他就有太太了。
And then God touched a sister to marry him, and so now he had a wife.
他也有家庭了。
And he had a family.
所以我们去的时候就发现，这个青年非常爱主。
So when I went there, I noticed that this youth loved God very much.
他到教会来参加联恩会，搭车大概每斤一块钱。
When he took him about $1 worth to take the ride to church to attend the spiritual convocation.
但是他跟他太太两个人走路大概走了六个钟头来参加联恩会。
But he and his wife, they walked for 6 hours to the church to attend the services.
他太太里面还有一个小孩怀孕，肚子里面还有一个小孩。
The wife was also pregnant with a child.
那为什么这个信徒精神这么好？
So why was this member, this believer, so lively in his spirit?
因为他非常的感念，他信耶稣以后，主带给他生活的改变。
Because he was truly grateful for the change that the Lord Jesus Christ brought him after he believed.
所以他非常的爱神。
And so he loved God very much.
因此这个耶稣的尊名能够改变我们的生命。
So the sacred name of Jesus can transform our lives.
如果你活着很痛苦，
If you are living in suffering and in much suffering and pain,
主耶稣说，我要让我的喜乐活在让充满你的内心。
Jesus says he will fill our inner being with his joy,
让你的喜乐可以充足。
So that our joy may be filled.
他里面的丰盛的恩典。
And he has abundant grace.
都是因为耶稣尊名。
And this brother had abundant grace because of the sacred name of Jesus.
所以今天有时候我们遇到困难。
So today when we encounter difficulties,
你一直找这个人帮我解决，找那个人帮我解决。
And we try to find one after another to help us resolve our difficulties.
有的人非常怜悯我们，同情我们，但是他也没有能力帮我们解决。
There are some who may be compassionate and sympathetic, but yet they are powerless to resolve our problems.
但是有的人你找他多了，他现在是看到你，他就躲起来了，因为知道。困难又来了，问题又来了。
Some people, if you bother them too much, the next time they will try to avoid you.
所以当一个人有问题
，And so when a person has a problem,
最好的方法是什么
？What is the best way to resolve it?
奉耶稣的尊名，告诉主耶稣。
to use the sacred name of Jesus and to tell your problems to the Lord.
他有丰盛的恩典,
he has abundant grace.
他会听我们的祷告,
he will listen to our prayers.
他会解决我们的问题,
and he will solve our problems.
所以我们归入这个尊名之下,
so when we belong under his name,
神绝对不会让他的名受到羞辱,
God will not allow his name to be tarnished.
如果我们信耶稣以后, 我们的情况比以前更糟, 耶稣的名得到羞辱。
And so he will not allow his name to be shamed. So if we believe in Jesus, after we believe in Jesus, and our lives become worse and worse, his name will be shamed.
这个是不可能的,
but this is impossible.
如果有一个人真的信耶稣以后比以前情况更糟, 这是这个人有问题, 不是耶稣有问题。
If a person after believing in Christ, his life goes downhill, then the problem lies within the person and not in Christ.
如果我们真的很认真在追求信仰,
if we truly pursue our faith,
常常奉这个名祷告,
and we pray constantly in the name of Jesus
Christ, 在他的恩典之下, 耶稣的名会在我们身上, 会在我们的家庭, 会在我们的生活上得到荣耀。
And under his name, and he will give us grace so that our lives can be lived to glorify him.
因为这个名是圣的, 是荣耀的, 不可能受到羞辱。
Because this name is holy, it is glorious, and it will not be put to shame.
你可以试试看。
We can give it a shot.
就把我们的人生交托给神。
To entrust our lives to God.
神绝对不会让你失望。
God will not disappoint you.
神的名绝对不会在我们身上受到羞辱。
And God's name will not be shamed through our lives.
第三个。
Third,
耶稣尊名使我们的人生有意义有价值。
The sacred name of Jesus gives our life meaning and value.
我们看 使徒行传第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章。
Acts 5.
41节。
Acts 5 verse 41.
他们离开公会, 心里欢喜, 因为
So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
这里在提到彼得他们传扬耶稣的名被抓到公会里面去打逼迫。
Here records that when Peter and the other disciples were preaching the name of the Lord, they were arrested and persecuted.
如果我们是我们一定觉得说啊我很倒霉，我今天怎么去传福音？主耶稣没有看顾我，被人修理。
If it were us, we probably felt that we had really bad luck in that we were persecuted by preaching God's name.
但我们发现彼得他想法不一样。
But we see here that Peter's thoughts were different.
他心里很高兴。
Yeah, he was joyful inside.
被打心里很高兴。
Even though he was beaten, he counted as joy.
那这一个有很重要的原因呢？
There must be a reason behind this.
因为算是配为这个名受辱。
Because he was counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
也就是他的受苦是有意义的。
Which means his suffering was meaningful.
也就是有价值。
Which means it was also a value.
那这个价值跟意义就是因为他的受苦是跟耶稣的名连在一起。
And this meaning and value was because his pain, the pain and suffering that he went through was directly related to the name of Jesus.
诸位, 我们今天生活的目标, 我想大家都一样, 希望活得更舒服。
I think all of our purpose in life today, our goals in life is the same, which is to live a better life.
这是人性自然的一种选择。
This is human nature, and the decisions we make reflect that nature.
但是我们想一个比较深的问题。
But let's think even deeper.
如果人活着只是为着生活更舒服, 请问做人的意义跟价值在哪里？
If a person merely lives in this world to live more comfortably and a better life, then where is the value and meaning in this life?
当我们要寻找这个问题的时候，你就去看传道书。
And when we seek after this question, perhaps we can take a look in the book of Ecclesiastes.
所罗门以他个人的人生经验追求来做一个结论。
Solomon made a conclusion based on his own pursuits and experiences in his life.
我们人世间所想要有的，所罗门都追求过。
All that we ever desire in this world, Solomon had possessed.
到最后只有一个结论。
In the end, there was only one conclusion.
虚空。
Vanity.
为什么虚空？
Why vanity?
因为我们的追求跟耶稣这个名没有关系。
Because our pursuits are not related to the name of Jesus.
我们做的任何一件事情, 心里的任何一个计划, 如果跟耶稣的名没有关系, 都是空的。
Anything that we do in this world, any of our pursuits, if it's not associated with the name of Jesus, then it is done in vain.
倒过来说,
on the other hand,
如果我们做相同的一件事情, 跟耶稣的名有关系, 就是有意, 有价值。
And if we do things associated and related to the name of Jesus, then that becomes meaningful and of value.
我们看,但尼里是一个最伟大的政治家。
We see that Daniel was one of the greatest politicians.
他在这个权势的场合里面打滚, 经过四个王。
That he went through many setups throughout his time in office.
那怎么发现?
But
在他心里的最深处,
But we come to discover in his inner being,
他是为神。
He was doing all of it for God.
所以他的人生不是虚空的。
And so his life was not lived in vain.
所以我们再想到约瑟也是一样。
And so if we think of Joseph, this is the same.
所以如果我的读书,
So if we are studying,
我的心里最深处就是我为神。
And if our inner being, the whole reason for our studies is for God,
读书就不虚空。
Then our studies are not done in vain.
不然的话，你读任何一个学校毕业，结论是虚空。
Otherwise, no matter which school you go to, conclusion is that it is all in vain.
赚钱也是一样。
Same with earning income.
如果赚钱的最深处，我是为神。
If you earn a living for God,
赚钱是不虚空。
Then making money is not done. It's not vanity.
但是如果心里的最深处跟神没有关系。
But if deep down in your heart, this making money has nothing to do with God,
再多的点都是空的。
No matter how much wealth you amass in this world, it is still vain.
所以人生的意义跟价值就是从你的最深处，我做的一切是为着耶稣。
So the meaning and the value of our lives all comes down to whether or not we are doing it for God.
当我们把人跟创造我们的神分离的时候,
When we separate ourselves or man from our Creator, God,
我们的活着就失去了价值跟意义。
Then our living, our existence on this earth loses all meaning.
所以耶稣使我们人生有意义、有价值。
So Jesus brings our life value and brings us purpose.
感谢主。